Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The sun is shining across Israel today with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It's a beautiful day to be outside. In Haifa, the weather is pleasantly mild. In Beersheba, expect warmer temperatures as the day progresses. Here are today's headlines. First, at least 6 people died in an Israeli Defense Forces strike on a Gaza City cafe. This operation targeted Hamas commanders who were allegedly planning attacks against the IDF, according to a statement from the IDF earlier today, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. Also, Trump's envoy to Syria, Tom Burke, revealed that Turkey was not warned about Israel's attack on the Abu al-Duhur base. This could have led to a military response, according to Walla from earlier today. Also this hour, the United Arab Emirates has cut off trade with Iran following a ballistic missile attack. JNS reports this is in response to regional tensions undermining peace and security. Separately, Trump threatened to bomb Oman over its deal with Iran on managing Hormuz shipping traffic. This comes as Washington expressed opposition to certain aspects of the deal, according to Ynet earlier today. And finally, Prime Minister Netanyahu clashed with Jared Kushner over ongoing Israeli strikes on October 7th, terrorists. Officials informed Times of Israel that Kushner also disagreed with Netanyahu's decision regarding police recruits in Gaza. Reaction has been swift on social media. Bassem Eid, an activist and commentator, noted just 2 hours ago that the UAE is the first Muslim country to take significant action against Iran. He called on other Muslim nations to follow suit for the sake of regional peace. Shanaka Anslam Pereira, an analyst, reported 3 hours ago that 2 Iranian missiles landed in the sea, sparking UAE's trade suspension with Iran. The UAE's defense ministry assessed these missiles threatened maritime navigation. Samer Sinijlowi, a political analyst, shared 2 hours ago his view that both Israelis and Palestinians need to take bold steps towards peace. He emphasized that with elections approaching, there's a choice between continued conflict or a new era of dialogue. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike on Gaza, the Jerusalem Post reported that the operation targeted a cafe in the Shati area, aiming at high-ranking Hamas commanders. The IDF claims these individuals were planning imminent attacks. This strike follows previous escalations in the region, intensifying the ongoing conflict and impacting civilian life in Gaza. Turning to Turkey and the Syria attack. Walla detailed that Turkey's lack of prior warning about Israel's assault on the Abu al-Duhur base could have led to unintended military escalation. The absence of communication highlights the delicate nature of regional military operations and the importance of diplomatic coordination. Meanwhile, JNS elaborated on the UAE's decision to halt trade with Iran. This move comes after a missile incident raised concerns about security and stability in the region. The UAE's action underscores the growing tensions and could signal a shift in regional alliances, affecting diplomatic relations and economic ties. On the diplomatic front, Ynet reported Trump's threats towards Oman regarding its deal with Iran. The U.S. expressed strong opposition to elements of the agreement, particularly concerning shipping routes. This tension underscores the geopolitical complexities in the Gulf and the strategic importance of the Hormuz Strait. Finally, the Times of Israel highlighted the clash between Netanyahu and Kushner. The disagreement centered on continued Israeli military actions and the handling of police recruits. This tension reflects broader challenges in U.S.-Israel relations, particularly concerning strategies in Gaza and the peace process. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business reports that Rebel Creamery has filed for bankruptcy after losing a multi-million dollar lawsuit to competitor Van Leeuwen. This case highlights the competitive nature of the ice cream industry and the financial risks involved. Separately, Katech reports on Upwind's approach to cybersecurity. Uriel Yokpaz, the research lead, discusses how adopting an attacker's mindset helps the company stay ahead. This strategy emphasizes the importance of innovation in Israel's tech sector. And finally, Walla Business notes that the Knesset requested the High Court to dismiss a petition against transferring funds during the election recess. This development highlights ongoing fiscal policies and governmental priorities in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.